Hey, welcome to another episode of Black Girls Laughing.
Woo! Hey guys.
We're back.
Is this a test? Are we really
doing it? No, we're doing it. Back, you know, that hoe you forgot.
Sorry, huh? Well, whatever. She forgot too.
Yeah, she forgot how we do things. Oh my gosh, how are y'all doing?
I hope good. I'm good.
Good. Allergies killing me right now, but whatever. Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time.
Oh, forever.
They're used to a little here and there anyway, so.
From all of us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So we're all back. We're excited. We're happy. Any fun things y'all wanna tell the world before we get started with the show?
Rashonda?
Rashonda just can't handle the voices that I'm doing and all, like, I guess she's just confused. No. Like, any fun updates about your life? You dating someone? You not dating anyone? Are you living in a... I don't know. I just don't know.
Where?
Living your dream? I don't know.
I'm not living my dream.
I'm living probably the best life right now.
That's awesome.
The best version of my life I've had so far. I mean, every day could be better, obviously. Mm-hmm. And things could always be better. But right now, even like when things stress me out, I'm like pretty great right now, which is nice to say.
Life's freaking good right now. I've been feeling myself recently.
Oh, yeah.
That's been my life. It's just been like, I'm the best. I'm letting everyone know how I'm the best, and I'm not afraid to share it all over the place.
So I declared on Sunday that, like, this is the summer where I'm really unapologetic about the clothing that I wear.
Because,
like, I always see, like, fat girls in crop tops, and I'm like, fucking love it. But I was like, I could never do that. So, like, now my goal is by the end of the summer, like, have one of my last summer outfits be a crop top.
I want to wear a crop top.
But, like, I would always even feel self-conscious about wearing, like, tank tops, mm-hmm, or, like, shorts. And, like, right now, as you can see,
I went to the beach
Sunday and, like, just put my bathing suit on. I was like, yeah, I'm here to lay at the beach and play in the water and live my best life.
Damn right.
So, and I bought shorts and, like, 3 new tank tops, and I'm just gonna live it up.
I bought a shorts, like, jumper thing.
Ooh.
From where?
From Old Navy.
I love Old Navy.
And it's amazing. And it feels like I'm wearing pajamas.
The best.
And it's my favorite outfit. You're going to probably see it a bunch of times. I mean, it kind of, like, it, yeah. There's, I have a problematic joke about it. I'm not going to say it on air. But
afterwards.
But I'll tell you later on.
Writing a note that you have to tell us.
But yeah, it's cool. And then I'm in this abundance of, like, riches in terms of people wanting to, like, do theater things with me. And so I've been learning how to say no, because I'm trying to focus on the shit that I care about. So I had to say no to a couple of things, but I am being a performer. And when this episode drops, if you live in Philadelphia and you're hearing it before 7 o'clock on the 6th of June, go to Fringe Arts, because I'm performing in it. I'm performing at Scratch Night, 7 o'clock, at Fringe Arts. You get to meet one of my alter egos.
One of them.
I have many. I have many a persona. Like, hey, I'm sometimes Brittany. I'm sometimes Brie on the show. So, like, let's keep it real. There's, like, 19 of me.
I'm putting that in my calendar.
Get in your calendar.
After Beyonce and all her glory.
The show.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be dead.
I'm going to be dead, but I'll be there.
They're seeing Beyonce. I'm going to be in rehearsal. Whatever. But the show's the Oregon Militia Trail. It's our first time presenting it to people. So I want to hear people's thoughts. It's going to be fun. I haven't made a thing in, like, 2 years. So it's, like, scary. But I'm also really excited.
Woo,
so yay!
Exciting.
Play! living dreams, making things happen. So let's do the show.
Let's do it.
All right, John, let's start with the good one. Rashonda.
All right. So I was getting ready this morning and was watching Good Morning America, and this story showed up that I thought was insane, only because I've been on two dates. I was on two dates last week. So I was like, damn, this could have easily been me, because I've made this mistake, I guess, countless times. So I've never even thought about it. Like, I just go to the bathroom. So there was a woman in LA who was on a date with a guy, and she was just enjoying her time, went to the restroom, and three women who were sort of adjacent to her at a table were sort of listening, talking, sort of having their girls' night like we all do. And they saw the guy slip like a Mickey in her drink. And, like, ran to the bathroom.
A Mickey.
Like, ran to the bathroom to let the girl know that, like, this guy had just drugged her. Like, to not drink it. And he pled, like, not guilty to it. Of course he did. But, like, they, like, looked at it, and he clearly has slipped something in her drink. Now, here's the thing. I have been on so many dates where I just get up and, like, don't think twice about it. Don't know this man from anywhere, but...
Just met him.
I just did it on Friday after we left the beer garden, went on a date with a guy. Like,
oh yeah, that dad.
Yeah, he was he's cute. Anyway, not the part of the story. So then they had posted on Facebook. The girls, the three women who saw the guy slip the drink. They shared it on Facebook, and it became this meme of them. And it's like sort of spread all over Facebook. It's been over Facebook more than 70,000 times already in like the past few days. And they sort of had this Charlie Angels meme where you won't drug any woman on our watch. And I just think it's amazing to see the power of women looking out for each other. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I have been out so many times not paying anyone any mind, or even to that point, not even mindful of what's going on around me, just like so busy in our conversations that like I don't even know if I would have noticed it, honestly. Like, I get so caught up in the moment of my girlfriends and we're talking about dating and jobs. Like, I don't even know if I would have been mindful enough to like keep an eye out for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that these women who didn't know this woman stood up for her, made sure she knew, potentially saved her from God knows what. Like, that's amazing.
They saved her body. They saved her body.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's just crazy. So I'm like, what are you guys thinking? Like, literally, I've been on two dates, one Friday, one Saturday. And then I saw this morning and I was like, holy shit. Like, that is terrifying.
I mean, it's a wake up call to remember to like, don't trust your drink in front of anyone. Don't trust anyone you just met.
Chug it right quickly before you.
Thing. I've actually thought about this before, like going on dates with people that you like just meet, like you're just going out and you have a drink. Do you not order a drink? Like, is your water even safe that they bring to the table that you have on a date that they just set out for everyone, and then you go to the bathroom? Like, why should I have to sit here and calculate when I can go to the bathroom and when I finish my drink because I might get drugged?
Well, I remember there was recently someone won a TechCrunch or something because they figured out a formula for nail polish.
Yeah.
So that you can dip your finger in and see if something if people are messing with your stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice. I think, you know, it's undercover. Like, you can't, so you don't want to pull out a little strip and go, man, that isn't cool. But you can just accidentally slip your finger in and see what's going on, you know. It's a great adventure. Something that you might want to think about. If they have it, find it. If you made that and you need a sponsor, we're here.
But it's sad. I'm just upset that even has to exist. Exactly. I'm glad things like that exist and people are recognizing that the patriarchy that's so ingrained in this society won't let those things just disappear, and we're just gonna have to burn everything down or figure out ways around it.
Yeah, it's gonna be forever before we have enough woke men that don't think of us as their property. Mm-hmm. No, that's just what it is. Men have been taught that women are theirs, and they can, if they want a body, they can take a body. And until we teach more little boys to not think that way, we're going to need all that polish. Not polish. All the Life Alert jewelry that's out.
underwear that you can't rip or mm-hmm. cut or yeah. stab.
And we need to keep on thinking of clever ways of protecting ourselves yeah. because at the end of the day, it could be anyone, you yeah. know. Oh, easily. It doesn't even have to be someone that you're dating. It could be just a person down the street. Like, anyone can try to take you, can try to hurt you. Everyone, you know, we're all on like on high alert.
Yeah. Or we need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like just thinking about that, like just thinking about all the stupid mistakes that I made as an online dater, and like right? how many times I could have been taken,
right?
gone, never seen again.
Yeah.
Because I went on a date and didn't think to like text a friend to let her know what I was doing,
or like invited them over to your place.
Oh yeah, first date. You're coming at my house. Oh, you can stab me here. Great.
Or like you have my address.
They have my address. Whenever you need yeah, you it. Picked me up. Oh, great. No, I remember I stopped doing that because one fool decided to text me one day that he was outside of my house. And I lived on a very popular street, so like he could have very easily had been around, but it still freaked me out. And I still have people that like try to remember who I am. I'm like, oh, I want to see if she's around. I'm like, oh, I saw the dog on your old door and just wanted to say hey. And I'm like, so like that was not a smart thing to do.
Yeah,
I could have been. Would have never. We never have the show. I've been murdered.
Yes, you took it all the way.
The
left.
Melodrama. Yes. Next, John.
Okay, let's not. Let's get heavy, I guess.
Yeah, because then I'll do mine last, and it'll be light.
There we go.
Oh yeah. Oh, because that's light. That's
no. Not, wait. None of it's wait. Light. I realize I switched my John and my cackle, yeah. So it's all. It all sucks.
Okay, so by now you probably have heard about the 4-year-old boy who fell into the gorilla habitat at the Cincinnati Zoo. A lot of us have seen the video of the gorilla like taking the boy, and everyone was nervous, screaming. The gorilla lost its life. They shot the gorilla in order to save the young child. And of course, the little boy was a black boy. So that's an important fact, because now we're having racism is just popping up like it loves to do.
Jesus Christ.
So the Daily Mail wrote this terrible piece indicting the boy's family for what happened. Not the zoo for just having bushes like that's barricading between the pit and people. No, not the zoo. Cincinnati Zoo, you're totally freaking cool. They're looking at the family and going after not the mother who was there, but the father who wasn't even at the zoo, bringing up his criminal history. So we know this boy's name, little boy's name, his mama's name, his daddy's name. Now we know his history, and now people get to, you know, spew all the hate and derogatory things about this family that we've put that information out. Not to mention that there's been so many incidences of stuff like this, children getting mauled to death by different animals at different zoos. And we've never known the name of the kids mm-hmm. or the name of the parents. Nothing about these people. It's just Billy White Boy almost died. Or Billy White Boy died. Oh, well. and we move on. But now we got to pull up all the crap. I was just listening to Two Dope Queens. And they had Harry Konnebulu on. And he was talking about the differences that how we discuss serial killers. And this is like another like parallel, like how the media talks about serial killers. You know, the guy that shot up the Aurora movie theater. He was called a loner, handsome, scholar, smart guy, right? But then the guy that did the Virginia Tech.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Virginia Tech student, mm-hmm. it was that shooting was like Korean. Like, we had to make sure first thing that we know, he race. Ain't white. Yeah. He's not white. He ain't with us. He can't sit with us. He did this. And so now we're having the same thing. We don't care about the race or who they are, where they're from. For all of these other instances, like, this stuff happens every year. A couple of times a year, someone's getting mauled. Someone's being stupid at a zoo. Drunk at a zoo. Just not watching their baby at the zoo because there's just a lot of shit to see. Mm-hmm. And now we care about it. And we get mad at us. We make it racial. And they're the ones that, like...
but black people are always talking about race.
Yeah.
If you guys just stopped talking about it, it would go away.
But clearly.
BT Dubs, the dad that wasn't there, has a criminal record, so that totally explains why he fell in the gorilla.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I just want to let you know. The correlation is really...
No, it's not even correlation. It's beyond that. It's causation. Because his dad has a criminal record, he fell in a gorilla pit. It's inevitable.
It's inevitable.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. When your dad has a criminal record, you fall into gorilla pits.
And then everyone that's just like flipping out that about them shooting the gorilla. It's like, what were you gonna do? Who are you, a primatologist? Let me know your history, your understanding of how to take down a primate. Give me it. Let me know.
Well, did you know that tranquilizers would have worked, even though it takes 2 to 5 minutes for tranquilizers to actually work on an animal that size? And then once an animal senses, you know, its body shutting down in danger, it wouldn't negatively react to that at all.
Not at all. No, they wouldn't. He wouldn't have just like ripped that little boy in half.
Or, you know, he could have like, there's no chance that he could have been in the water with the little boy. And when he fell over, fell on top of the little boy. Right. Yeah. Drowning him.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I feel shitty that the gorilla was shot, but I'm more upset that it was in a zoo to begin with.
Right.
Or that the zoo doesn't have proper... Like, I'm sorry.
That's the biggest thing.
Zoos... I was at the Philadelphia Zoo at the end of last year. There's huge plexiglass. You can't just fall in. No.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about that. Like, that's getting completely overshadowed.
We don't care about the zoo and their bad practices. And I'm pretty sure, like, we probably can dig up the fact that something terrible's probably happened at that zoo before, for all we know.
With another gorilla, or the same one.
Or you know, in the chimpanzee hut. I don't know.
The same keeper of the gorilla is part of another incident that happened at the zoo. So, like, why aren't we blaming the person that looks over the gorilla? Who freaking knows? But... yes. Shout out to you, Philadelphia Zoo, for your huge plexiglass and cages that lets me admire a tiger from afar.
Yeah.
With no chances of falling
but
in.
But also feel close. You know, be a little scared. Shout out, Philadelphia Zoo. Check it out. Zoo 360. It's pretty dope. It's the only zoo I'm down with.
Where you can walk with a tiger, but also know that you won't fall in and it'll eat you. Mm-hmm. So, just getting darker and deeper and weirder. I'm sure you've heard, but if you haven't, Johnny Depp is not the awesome Edward Scissorhands man you thought he was.
He's not giving you chocolate.
He's not Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. He's not the drunk man on the ship for Pirates of the Caribbean. He's not in
drunk man on the ship.
Tim Burton's. He's not in
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Burton's XYZ. He's not Hook. He's not anything. His soon-to-be ex-wife, mm-hmm, Amber Heard, has charged him or accused him of domestic violence. You can see pictures of bruises on her face, mm-hmm, of her, mm-hmm, being injured, of her being harmed. And look, we don't know everything, but we know that she was beat, and we know that she's married to Johnny Depp, and we know her word is accusing him of being the culprit of these bruises. Mm-hmm. So, as per usual, like the men and trolls of the internet do, because I'm not going to blame just men for this.
Yeah.
have come to defend Johnny Depp, saying things like, well, I know Johnny Depp and he's been nothing but great to me, or he's awesome to me, or even his own kids are like, he's a great dad. No one is negating that Johnny Depp might be a great co-star, a great pal, an awesome dad, a rockin' BFF. That doesn't mean that he did not also beat his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can be a great friend and also be a wife beater. Yeah. Those two things don't exist in silos. And again, victim blaming. Constantly questioning, like, when will all of this end?
It never will.
And like, I need it to stop. I need it to be like, well, she's just trying to get XYZ out of this. Like, do you think any of this is fun for her? Do you think it's fun for her?
It's so much fun to get a black eye.
Yeah, get a black eye and have your picture plastered all over every magazine saying that you're either a liar or, look at this woman that was beat by her really famous husband. Mm-hmm. Or blah, blah, blah is accusing, falsely accusing, blah, blah, blah. And having probably friends and family that were near and dear to her now turning their backs on her because they're saying she's just trying to drag him through the mud. So this is all the continuous spiral horseshit that we live in, where we're putting her on trial.
Yep.
This is not a trial for her. We should be looking at him. He's the one that needs to prove his innocence, not her.
The thing that always disgusts me about these is how quickly the woman becomes the problem. It's mm-hmm. like, I remember when the Rihanna thing happened a few years ago, and I remember people in my family being like, but what does she do to deserve that? What did she say to him in that car made him snap on her?
The same thing with the football player. I had family members say crap like that too. There was a video, and you're out there like, what? But she hit him.
It's always the woman.
He can go.
So 100 and I'm not condoning her hitting him.
Yeah, no, violence is not the answer.
But 100 and twig pound woman versus like, what was he? Was he on the defensive? Was he defense, offense? Whatever. A 200 plus muscled football player and like a twig. Oh, so she like slapped him. Again, not okay. I'm assuming it felt like a fly swatter, and yeah. then he what?
But
breaks
I've
her
had
neck
men,
and knocks yes. her unconscious.
I've had men try to debate me on always. How women are instigators mm-hmm. and that they want to hide behind being a woman, but they want to pop off and not take the consequences yes. of their popping off on me and all this crap. And it's like, I don't need to talk to you anymore. That's all that ends.
Literally ever again.
Like, you're not a person in my life anymore.
Know what a consequence of popping off is? If I'm getting an argument with you and I'm dead ass wrong, here's your response. You're dead ass wrong. Ooh, look, no hands. Look, Ma, no hands.
Yeah.
Because we're grown ass adults.
But men are taught that so young. Yep. I remember I was working in, I was mentoring this guy, and we were in class, and he went crazy on me, and we were leaving, and I walked away while he was like saying terrible stuff and trying to throw money at me, like being like really degrading to me. And he went on and on and on and on and on about how I don't know my place as a woman, and that I am and he was 18 telling me that I was subverting his manhood just by telling him to sit down in class.
Yeah, that's stuff he's taught.
It's like that's just, it just shows that like, this is a learning, like, oh, my brother has, he has mm-hmm. words for women like you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, just the fact that there's a sentence, a phrase, women like you. And there's women that understand their place and don't understand their place. It sucks. And you avoid the men that embrace the patriarchy in that way. Know how to recognize them and run the hell away. And then don't teach your babies to be the same way.
Yeah,
no.
And recognize where it is in the media, because it's everywhere. It's teaching us to think of women as property and that their place is below men. And that's not true. Like we were saying on the train today, God's clearly a woman. Of course, the thing that creates is the most resemblance of the creator.
Duh.
Men are dumb. That's what they're trying to ruin our shine. They had to set up all this bullshit so they could feel okay. Anyways. Feministing done.
Can't live with them. Could probably live without them, but still some, for some reason, choose to not to.
Just gotta find the ones that don't embrace it. The ones that don't embrace it are the bomb. You get to live a beautiful life. I hope for all of you that love men, that you find men that respect you.
Yeah.
Fully. And not in that bullshit, like, I respect women, so I open doors, kind of like, I don't do mean things. So I always say thank you when you make my meal, kind of feminine.
I take my fedora and say thank you.
I'm good at my
lady.
Mama. Like, no, that's not the same thing.
I wash my hands after I eat Doritos instead of wiping the cheese dust on my pants.
Oh, congratulations. Like, congratulations.
Great job. Hey guys, it's B, and I'm back with a check it. Woo!
Check it!
You know, you all missed, you know, a little segment where you sit there and rub your chin and ponder what you could be doing to make yourself feel better, or what you're doing that's making yourself feel negatively. Check your mental health, you know. So my check it this week is about detox. And this could be multiple forms. This could be detox from alcohol, detox from people, detox from social media, just recognizing something that could be negatively impacting your life. Professional life, personal life, mental health. What is something that you find yourself investing too much of yourself in that you shouldn't be or you don't need to be? So mine has been social media and dating apps. So I've been dating app free for over a month.
Ooh.
I'm not on anything, no form of online, nothing. And social media. For a while, I was posting terrible things that I would see on the news, on Facebook, and resharing them to my page and, like, having conversations and discussions with friends, and then finally made a very poignant decision to only post things that are funny or what I'm doing instead of sharing articles about someone else getting shot or, like, the blatant racism or the political crap that's everywhere. Like me, I've personally made a point to not post a status being like, this is who I'm endorsing for a presidential candidate. My friends around me know, people that want to have a conversation about it know, but I'm also detoxing from having arguments about it. So if you have an opposing view, that's great, but once I establish that we have opposing views, I've continuously shut down the conversation because the majority of them have taken a nasty turn. So take a moment, take a beat, as I often say, take a beat. Think about something that you're investing too much in. Is it social media? Is it not saying no? Is it other people? Is it some standard that the world has set for us that we should be into that is false and wrong and incorrect? And detox from it. Just take a step back. Even if it's only you're gonna go 4 hours without checking Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and that's the longest you've gone since you downloaded those apps. That's 4 hours you've taken that you could realize you don't need to constantly be checking these things, or these things do have a negative impact on me, or I do let them influence my decisions or how I feel about myself every day. Those things are... Social media is wonderful and absolutely terrible at the same time, and the more we recognize that, the more we can use it as tools for good. So take a moment to detox. Take 4 hours, take a day, take a month. Completely shut down something if you need to or have to or want to.
I completely detoxed from online dating a few months ago. Yeah, I couldn't do it anymore. I was exhausted. I was going on so many dates. I started like internalizing everything. Like when a guy wanted to call me back, I was like, what did I do wrong on that date? Like, what was it about me that he just didn't like? And I was like, I need a break from this. And I took about 4 months. And honestly, it was the best 4 months. Like, people kept telling me, like, you need to get back online. You need to do it. And I would be like, I would go back and I'd be like, but I'm just not ready. Like, I don't feel it yet. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like 2 weeks ago, we had all went out for drinks. And I was like, I think I'm ready. Like, I went home and I was like, why not? And I went back online. And it was so crazy because then, like, was chatting with a few guys. And then a week ago, I went into Barnes & Noble just to pick up a book. And a guy, like, hit on me at Barnes & Noble. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I just feel like I sort of let it go when I sort of stopped the stress and worrying of being in a relationship and like going on all these dates.
When you're not thinking about
it. It really is so, and I know that sounds so corny and like played out, but it's true. It's like when you finally let it go and sort of find some peace, it's when it starts happening. I've been on the date with a guy from Barnes & Noble. He was perfectly nice. And then I went on a date. I joined eHarmony. And I went on a date with a guy last Sunday.
eHarmony?
I joined eHarmony. Because I was trying to get back on Match because I had paid for all that time at Match and then like canceled it. And I couldn't figure out my password and they went and like reset it. And I was like, F this. I'm just going to go on something else and try something different. So I tried eHarmony and I went on a date last Sunday. And I like we met at the place and he comes out the car and he has flowers.
All right, okay.
Jordan's face is like, wow.
Yeah, outdid a good guy.
So yes, detox for a while, find some peace with yourself, whatever your thing is. I'm totally for it. Yeah, I'm sort of back out there now, but for those 4 months it was pretty fucking great. So yeah, I'm all for it, girl, do it.
I've detox of like constantly looking at the news.
Yeah.
Like, because it was making me so depressed.
Yep.
The bad, the world is spiraling out of control. It has been for a while, for all the time I've been on it. So, like, I don't need to get the up to the minute report on all of it. I have, like, I stopped watching The Young Turks every day. Like, I just gave up on that. I gave up on the news about the election. Like, after after Pennsylvania happened, the primary, and I did my part, I was like, I can't get too sucked into this. This is only gonna make me want to cry. So let me just focus in on all of the good things in my life. And I feel better.
Yeah.
It's important. And once you detox from one thing that's negatively influencing you or how you feel, the good things, you recognize them more. You're clearer. Your vision's clearer. You have more energy. Like, your body's more energized. Like, oh, now I'm not stressed about, like, I need to find a boyfriend. So, like, my butt is at the gym every day. And it feels good. And it's great. And I'm hanging out with my friends and texting them and being like, let's make friend dates. Let's go to a baseball game. Let's go to the movie. Want to go to the beach? Yeah. Like, fun things, great things. Not sitting at home and wondering why Joe Schmo didn't text me back.
Damn Joe, black boy.
And then when you are approached with those things that negatively affect you, you can look at them differently. Mm-hmm. So, specific example, I'm not dating. Got off the trolley yesterday and saw someone that ghosted on me. And I had a moment where I looked at him and I was like, I'm going to feel really sad about this because I thought I liked him. And I looked and I took a deep breath and I just went, nah. And like literally texted my roommate and said, oh, just saw blank person and just went, nah. And she's like, see? And I was like, yeah, it's great. I feel great. I don't feel sad. I don't wonder what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. It's over. I let it go. We're here.
It's such a great feeling. It really is.
Detox, y'all.
Yeah, let it go.
That's the like check it.
All right. So, we had a little moment. It's time for the throwback gym of the week.
I was like, where's this going?
We had a little moment earlier before we recorded where Brittany was... We were talking about a place called Africa. And Brittany started making a noise and we didn't really understand what the noise was.
I bless the rains down.
And then at that moment, that's where we figured it out.
At that moment.
But that one note that she was on, we were confused. But the throwback jam, I think it's our first non-black song. But we're talking about Africa, so it's black adjacent. So I throw back to you on the weekend. This is like the, I think it's probably the oldest. Besides when we talked about our favorite Prince songs.
Yeah.
Africa by Toto.
Yes. You're welcome, yes. Guys.
It's a good ass song.
It's a great song.
It's the song of my of the summer of me and Jordan meeting, actually. Oh, we really? Sang that song all the time.
Oh, you should have known.
We would just be like, we'd be like,
getting married,
we were like,
right?
Chopping stuff. Oh yeah, I knew, you know. I knew like real fast. But we'll go into that on a Britney's dating life corner episode.
And it'll be better than mine.
Oh my god.
Oh no. I mean, you heard what I said. I almost died.
The Jordan story.
Yeah, the Jordan story. The Jordan story is a beauty. It's a beautiful story. But that was our song. We loved it. That's a good song.
Yeah.
We don't know the words.
That's no one why, does. That's why I do the that one note. Because I'm just like...
I know the whole melody. Look, I can go mana da 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 Africa.
We love this song.
Great song.
That will be also on the Spotify playlist. It'll be the one to throw you for a loop after, you know, Lauryn Hill and 702.
And if you don't know, if you love this song, give us a little shout out in the SoundCloud in our comments. Just let us know if you love it. If you're just getting hipped to it, and that could be true. I don't know. I don't know your musical tastes. Let us know if you loved it or didn't love it. We want to know.
Or if it's like a happy reminder of like, oh my god, my friends and I love to scream this song.
Yeah. I think we're like acapella groups. Do you ever like it's like an acapella jam?
That's how I remember hearing a group of acapella and then I was like, oh, I know the melody too. I don't know any of
the So yeah, listen to that song. Enjoy it. Have dance fun. It's so summer too.
It's
and we're in summer,
summer
we're in summer.
It is. It's hot. Not hot like Africa, but it's hot.
It's getting there. Just skipped to summer. All right,
great throwback jam.
It's time for the signature episode, our signature segment. Time for the signature segment. The one we love, the one we need. Giggle, cackle, roar, GCR.
I am like a Pokemon master or something.
I don't, because I like Pokemon. I'm getting a Nintendo DS soon so I can play.
Nice.
So I can play Pokemon. Oh, no. And so I can be ready for Pokemon, whatever.
Like,
I've never played it before, and my best friend, I was telling him that I was getting this so I could play with my husband, and he was like, you never played Pokemon with me. You can't just jump on to Pokemon now. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm
you
like,
you never played Pokemon before?
No, it wasn't my jam. I'm sorry. It wasn't the thing that I did.
What?
I think I'm a little too old, and I wasn't into no, like Game Boys. Like, no. I wasn't into Game Boys at that time.
I was so like say, Game Boys were definitely in your age, it was range. Age range.
It was.
Yeah,
but I think I was a little young for to be it. Playing yeah. it.
But I was like, I'm cool and older and whatever.
Well, I liked
the how you said it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the Pokemon show and I love that theme song. I wanna be the very best.
Okay.
Pokemon! Gotta catch them all. Okay, well, but anyways, giggle cackle roar. We've got Rashonda for the giggle.
So I had, this like breaks my heart. I started DVRing this one show because I'm not home during the time it comes along. Cause you know, we have jobs as adults. But I was like, I kind of want to watch this show. It's like the one that I relate to. They're similar in our age. In our talk show. They're similar in our age. They kind of like talk like us a little bit. It's a little ratchet, but I like it because it's a little ratchet. And then the one I like the most because she was the most ratchet. That's not true. She's my second favorite. I heard this girl. She basically got fired. So I'm talking about The Real and Tamar Braxton. So I'm not a Tamar Braxton fan. I think she's a team too much most of the time. But I started to like her. Wait, what is team too much?
I like that. I like that. A team too much.
I'm not on that team, so I guess I've never
heard yeah, you, like, no one's ever said it about you, so maybe everyone says it about us and they don't tell us. Maybe we are all on team, all too much. Team too much.
Maybe let us know. Different names. Like, I think I put her on like team doing the most.
Or oh yeah, doing the most. It's like, the same. It's the same. All the same. Synonyms.
Team. Yes. But Team Too Much has a better role.
I like it. I like it. I like
that's
it.
That's why I didn't like her.
We're going to make a t-shirt.
We got to make a t-shirt. Are we Team Too Much?
No, no, no. You cannon them at people that you were oh, that are being too much.
But are you doing too much?
Damn. Shit. Falling into so my own trap.
So back to Tamar. There's been some discrepancies if she was fired or not. We, Brittany and I heard that she was fired, but B heard that she said she was leaving to focus on her career. So let us know what you guys have heard. But I saw on Facebook, Lonnie Love had posted a video saying that at the end of the season, they heard Tamar heard the producers talking and sent a group text to the girls and was like, I think I'm being fired. Tamara responded, no one else did. So that led to Tamar thinking she was being stabbed in the back. Tamar wrote this, and you can see it on her Instagram. It's still there. It's a picture with her and Toni Braxton. I think it's Toni Braxton. It's one of her sisters. Saying how she was stabbed in the back. She doesn't know what happened. It wasn't one of her biological sisters. Like, this whole thing goes on and on. All the girls have posted something on their Instagram saying, like, we love Tay-Tay. Every single one of them. But then there's been reports that Tamar has unfollowed everyone besides Tamara Mowry and Adrian Bylone. Yes. So there's these talks about, did the rest of the girls conspire to get her fired? Was she too ratchet for daytime television? I thought she was fun. The show isn't my favorite, but I was finally like, damn, these girls kind of sound like us. Like, they kind of have a similar vibe. So I was trying to get into it. And then this happened, so I'm probably not going to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
And I love Tamara. I want it to be like, Tamara.
You like Tamara?
I love Tamara. I think she's cute. What's wrong with Tia and Tamara?
I like Tia and Tamara, but listen.
But what?
No. Which one's the Republican one?
Oh,
what?
I like them sister. I'm not talking about their political affiliation.
She didn't
make
it so far.
If I'm one of them sorry. Is a Republican, that is sad, but that's another
that
story.
I love that.
We can do some research.
We
show me that. Some. I need some receipts. All right. As Tamar would say.
Yes, that is a Tamar.
I love like. I just love. She's annoying.
She's so annoying.
But on that show. Like, I get all my gifts from her. Like, if you follow me on Twitter, at B Knightley.
Well played.
I use so many of her gifts. Because she is always
she
doing the most.
She has a million faces.
But her face is like, if I need a gift to say what I want to say, I run to Tamar Braxton. If I want someone to know they should not come for me unless I send for them, I go to Tamar Braxton. What am I supposed to do now?
It's gone, girl.
It's gone, yeah.
Well, maybe it's gone. Yeah. I heard that she messed up with some sponsors. And if you're messing with money, sorry, boo, you got to go.
Oh.
And so if you are on a show or you have an opportunity, don't mess with your money source.
Yeah.
Don't piss it off or you're going to be gone. And that's what happened to her. Even though they're probably going to bring her back. Let's be for real. There's going to be some cool rate. You're going to have a ratings dump, like drop. And then they'll bring her back. Or they'll bring someone more ratchet, like a Tiffany Pollard. Because if they brought me Tiffany New York Pollard, I would quit my job so I could watch it live.
Oh my God. No. If Tiffany Pollard came up on the reel, I would be on that show every day. DVR.
Just bring the ratchet like a whole 1,000% up. Yes.
I would watch it on my phone, on the train. Like, listen.
Tiffany's everything.
I can't support All I Love New York. I can't.
You're wrong.
No.
You're so wrong. She's got all the best. She's another good gift queen right there with all her faces.
I'm the HBIC.
Yes, I am. Oh my God, New York has been my number one for a very long. I follow her on Instagram.
A1 since day one.
Yes. I was so mad when she was done dirty, and I was happy when she got that white man boyfriend for a little bit on I Love New York, and I watched that stupid show where she had a job.
Yes. Anyway, we should have a segment next episode about Tiffany Pollard. Just,
yeah, and all of her wisdom, her infinite beauty and wisdom.
We're doing words of wisdom from Tiffany Pollard next, a segment on our next episode.
All right.
I know she has a new show out on TV One.
Yes.
We could like do that. We could like.
No, I don't watch TV One.
Oh gosh, I'm sure she's have giving the cable all the goodness.
We'll get it. But words of wisdom. But from Tiffany Pollard, next episode.
There we go.
Get ready.
Okay. All right. It's been decided. All right. So I'm assuming we're done with
we're
the
done
giggles.
With Tamar and the
bye,
and
bye, the, bye,
bye,
girl.
Tay-tay.
And off to a real bye, girl, to Airbnb.
Oh yeah.
So my cackle is this news dropped today.
Ding ding
ding ding. So I think some of us are familiar with like this hashtag that was going around Airbnb while black, and people were talking about the difficulties of black people as they try to get a room using the popular service Airbnb. I actually really like Airbnb. Stayed in some beautiful places in California on my honeymoon that were super dope for super cheap. I think it's a great service. Extra money for people. If you're looking to have a side hustle, it's a great easy way to have a side hustle if you have an extra room in your house or extra property. So people have been talking and complaining. So they've had the first real instance of a person in North Carolina saying no and saying, I hate N-words. I'm not giving you my room.
Jesus Christ.
So it's real. Got canceled simply because of the color of their skin. This is real stuff that's happening. But I guess good. Oh my gosh, he wrote that too. He said to go. Oh my. Anyways, it's terrible. We'll have a link to the article about it in our show notes. Definitely check it out. It's really terrible what was happening. The person has been expelled from Airbnb, so they've lost their source of income that way. But if you're going to be prejudiced in this way, you can't participate in the Airbnb economy.
No.
Like if the sharing economy is for everyone, not just for people who are white.
Mm-hmm. It's called the sharing economy.
And if you're not comfortable with work with people with all types of people staying in your home, then don't be on this site.
No.
Because people come with receipts. you know, of being good people. You gotta have a friend. You gotta have, you have to, you get reviewed by other people. So if other people are saying this person's nice, clean, awesome, and then you just say no because of the color of their skin, you are the problem.
Is it terrible that I'm kind of glad this happened? Because I feel like we've heard, like, stories of
anecdotal.
Yeah, and, like, this is a situation I've been in, and, like, everyone's like, well, I haven't seen, like, there's always those people, like, I haven't seen it outright, so, like, it doesn't, it's not real.
Well, yeah, the N-word was finally said, so yeah, now it's real, because that's the only thing that only validates racism is if someone uses the N-word.
Or now it can stop. Like, we've said in this episode once before already, not even counting the other times we've said it, but now here's a situation where we can finally have people stop saying, well, black people that use Airbnb keep bringing up race. We don't. Well, mm-hmm. like, here's why it's brought up.
Yep.
Yeah. It's real. Because like, it's a real thing.
And so someone was just blatant with it. And instead of just the, I'm just going to decline this or not answer and just be not a good Airbnb community member. Or I'm going to make up excuses, and then it just ends up being in black people's heads. Like, oh, it's just in my head that I think that everyone's denying me because there's no blatant thing. Now we have some proof.
Yep.
So, F that dude. F him.
F him. I thought you were going to say something else. Yeah, I wish I could say I'm surprised, but I'm really not.
Mm-mm.
So, screw that guy. Can I go on to the fun part now?
Yes, please.
Let's roar! A good roar!
So, I feel like the giggle was sad, and the cackle was sad. So, my roar, for me at least, is very happy. I'm very excited. So, backstory. There is a stage play coming out, The Cursed Child, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. They released the cast list a while ago now, and there was an initial uproar because Hermione was cast as a black woman. A black woman is playing Hermione, which I'm hella lit about because Hermione is smart and brave and wonderful and powerful and magical, and I'm so happy to see
it
a black woman.
It was black that's in amazing. The books.
I love it.
Yes.
And it was like and bushy Rowling hair and dark skin, and then they put Emma Watson up in that, please.
And anywho, we're not talking about that Harry Potter. We're talking about the stage play. And they just released today photos of the cast. They have a sneak peek where you get to see Hermione and you get to see Rose Granger Weasley, and she is so cute and played by Sherelle Skeet, and she's just this little black girl with a wand and puffy little afro puffs, and she's so cute, and I'm just so excited for this play, and I can't wait for it to come to America. And as you can tell, I'm just like really excited and talking really fast.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
I told you. So that's why it's really my cute. Roar, because, again, I love that a black woman is playing Hermione. I love that this Sherelle Skeet playing Rose Granger Weasley obviously has to be black, but then, like, she's also just so adorable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For her background, she's been in The Lion King and The Wind in the Willows and a TV series.
Well, Call the Midwife. Good show.
That's a great
yeah.
show.
Yeah. And now she's in The Cursed Child. And I love to see these wonderful black women in Hogwarts cloaks and with a wand in their hand. And I'm excited, and you should be too. And if we get to go see it, which,
trip to London, yes. Here we go. live show in London with our 5 London listeners.
Yes. I'm just really excited, as you can tell. So go check out the photos. They're so cute. And yeah, that's my roar. I'm just excited and I love it. And Afro puffs and Hogwarts cloaks and wands and wizards and magic. Because black girls are magic. And now you get to see black girls play magic and be magic on stage even more. And I love it.
All that double magic. All right.
Yes, that's amazing. I love that.
This is the episode, y'all.
We did it.
We giggled, we cackled, we roared. We had a good time. We had a lot of fun today.
Yes, we did.
It's nice to be back with you ladies.
Yes. A lot of sidebars today that were wonderful.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because we don't see each other every day anymore. So we got so much to talk about. You need to go to our website, blackgirlslaughing.com. Check out our blog. Because you know what? We put notes about our episodes up there, and it's amazing. And you get to see GIFs, and you get to see the articles, and you get to learn all the stuff about the things that we talk about.
Yeah.
So peep that.
Receipts. We have them.
We are presenting them to you on a silver platter.
Besides our website, blackgirlslaughing.com, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. We're lumping those together because it's the same handle.
Mm-hmm.
At BLK Girls Laughing with No G. Tweet us, send us gifts, let's have a conversation. We get lots of awesome feedback and just chat with you guys and fangirl about the same things. Maybe I'll try and live tweet some tweets while I see Beyonce this Sunday.
Yes!
But I can't make any promises.
I'm going to need at least one Instagram video so I can cry.
But I will try and post on there. And also send us pictures. We want pictures of black girls laughing.
At the very least, tag your picture with hashtag black girls laughing. We'll find it. We'll post it. We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
No one's using that hashtag. No. Get on that.
We're not
going to
take a selfie.
Yeah. Just take your selfie and take a picture. I know you love yourself. Let us love you too.
Yeah, we just want to share it with the world and be like, damn.
These our listeners are dope.
Laughing are the most beautiful thing we've ever seen. And we can be like, yeah, we know.
How about you treat us better so we can laugh more?
And send us emails. blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com if you want to sponsor us for anything, if you want us to read your book. No, we cannot help your mixtape. We've actually started getting DMs about that.
Yeah, no, we're going to ixnay on the mixtape neck. Like, just stop that.
Even if I listen to your mixtape, I don't know any producers to help sign you to a record label. I'm sorry. Yeah. But thanks for thinking that we're cool enough to do that.
I mean, yeah, it's appreciated. We're flattered. If you have something great you want to share, you know, pitch it. We'll see what can happen. We are looking for folks.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Subscribe, rate, follow, tweet.
Yeah, take all selfies. Of those things. Yeah, there's a survey on our website. Take that. I don't know. Just do the things. Help us. Love us. Love us back because we love you so much.
For real. Bye.
Bye.
I just peaced at this thing.